You're listening to The Conscious Cafe inside the Conscious Zone on WHPN, The Source FM. This is Aja, your host for this edition of the program. And again, happy Sunday to you if you're just joining us at this time. We're going to be exploring a little bit of natural solutions. There are lots of people who are doing amazing work in terms of the integrative, complementary, alternative medical fields. There are lots of different modalities within those fields, and so we'll take our time and explore some of those on different programs. And today we're going to take a look at acupuncture. Sure, many of you have heard of acupuncture, acupressure, utilizing the meridian systems. It is an ancient system from Eastern medical practices. And a lot of Western medical facilities are beginning to integrate some of these practices based on qi, life force energy, the meridian systems. It's kind of like a highway of electromagnetic energy moving through our body system and the chakras. And so we'll get started. I have an interview with Dr. Valina Spencer from our cafe archives I'd like to share with you. So let's get started. And we have in studio with us Dr. Spencer. I'm going to just touch on a little bit of information on Dr. Valina Spencer. Has a BS in health science from Georgia Southern University and a doctorate in acupuncture and homeopathy from the Academy of Advanced Complementary Medicines in Phoenix, Arizona. She has done clinical work in Sri Lanka and Israel and gives speeches and seminars worldwide. She is here with us talking about Natural Solutions International. Dr. Spencer, how are you?
Oh, doing great this evening. Thank you for having me.
Pleasure to have you here with us. And so we can get to know you a little bit and talk about some of the wonderful work that you're doing. Also, how we can assist to support folks in manifesting their harmony upon earth now amongst the living. So tell us a little bit about you first, Dr. Spencer, journey, and then we'll get into some of the work that you're doing.
Oh, thank you so much for having me again. I began this journey because I actually needed natural medicine and healthcare in my life and found that the Western medicine wasn't working for me. And acupuncture and homeopathic medicine was perfect for what I needed, a person who had been more natural, sports-oriented, and with some health challenges, I decided to go this way. And also, I knew that doing natural medicine, nutrition, watching what I eat, being very careful with what I put into my body would make a big difference, and I could teach others and become a doctor, a healer, in order to spread this with the rest of the world.
All right, and so you formed Natural Solutions International. How long has that been in existence now?
It's been 8 years.
8 years.
In existence, yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, well, let's talk a little bit about the work that you're doing. You said acupuncture. I know people are familiar with the term, but there's some other areas that you're working in as well. Why acupuncture?
Because of how it works with the body. It is an ancient healing system that uses points on the body that are actually laid out to balance the channels. When we balance the energy, what we call qi, then it helps to allow the healing to take place in the body, no matter what the imbalances are. And we use it to, we use acupuncture in order to remove the cause of any symptom. Mm-hmm. And once you remove the cause, then the symptoms go away. Mm-hmm. We also couple that with the homeopathic medicine, so we use it as internally in order to balance and heal the body.
All right. Now, and acupressure as well is very similar. Talk about the acumagnets, if you could, for a minute.
We use magnets on acupuncture points. Small magnets are very powerful. Our bodies have been accustomed to those for thousands of years because the earth, there's a magnetic force and a magnetic pull. Many people say that our bodies are only electricity. The qi is electricity. We have our own vibrational force. And if that energy gets out of balance, then magnets can pull it back to where it needs to be so that then aches and pains go away, headaches can be removed, any type of other symptoms such as stomach aches or problems with eyes or even with your teeth, bones can all be removed by using the magnets. We use that as a different modality, especially on young children who might not take so kindly to the needles, and they work wonderfully for I mean, babies even still, I balance them for skin problems, hives, whether they're having colds or flu, sometimes upset stomach. We'll place those on the acupuncture points. We also use moxibustion, which is a heating technique that can, it's used over the skin areas, and the heat goes in through the channels. And all the channels begin or end on the fingertips and the toes, and the energy should flow naturally up towards the inner parts of the body or the different organs. If it's not flowing properly, then there's a blockage and what we call an imbalance. And in Western medicine, they may call it a disease. We call it a dis-ease, an uneasiness. So there's a disharmony in the body. And in order to restore that, we use the natural healing techniques. And then you begin to heal once the harmony is brought back into place.
All right, beautiful. And the magnets and so forth, how long are those? Do you see immediate effects with those, or is it over time that you need to apply the magnets to the body?
Typically, we see some immediate results based on how long the person has had the imbalance, and we'll place them on for 20 to 45 minutes. It's based on whether a person needs to be tonified, sedated, or balanced. Those are different terms that we use, meaning where we need to change the energy, and then we can repeat it over the weeks or the months in order to continue to the healing in the right direction.
Okay. All right. And now let's see here. You've got something called Ta-Mary testing. Talk about that a little bit.
With the Ta-Mary testing, that's going to show us where you are. We have to take the history to find out where you've come from. The Ta-Mary test actually lays out where the energy is in the organ systems, whether it is excessive, that means too much energy, balanced means normal energy, or deficient means low energy or qi. That test will show us where each organ is, and I recommend that everybody gets one of these. They can see where your body is going, what you need to work on, whether it's your kidney, lung, heart, liver, or spleen. We'll be able to show you based on your symptoms and the Ta-Mary test what a person needs in order to bring themselves back to health. We talk about rest and exercise. We talk about nutrition and nutritional medicine, what type of vitamins, minerals, antioxidants a person may need. We talk about the stress levels. We also want to talk about what they're manifesting consciously through their thought patterns, through their prayers, through maintaining the harmony, because we always want to maintain the harmony of the body temple, as you said.
All right. Okay, and also we have something called moxibustion. Talk about that a little bit, if you would.
Now, moxibustion is a heating technique, and we can use that on larger areas of skin surface if a person is having some sort of aches and pains. It works very good. We use that in cold syndromes. Say, for instance, a person's been out in the cold too long, and they actually, what they state, they have caught a cold. We want to release that from them, and using the heat, it actually warms the body and goes into the system and allows it to be dispersed, because the qi has been brought to a point of deficiency, and the heat tonifies, which it means raises the energy. And it's actually a long cigar-like stick that has herbs rolled, and we call that moxa, which is an herb called mugwort, and it heats the body. It has the properties of healing.
Beautiful. All right, now talk about some of the diseases that you are working with all of these modalities.
Well, we'd like to remove all types of symptoms, and we can go from removing symptoms that are affected the eye, such as so-called cataracts, backache, so-called Alzheimer's symptoms, memory lapses, high blood pressure, so-called diabetes, people who are overweight, people who are having emotional challenges, whether they are from depression, sadness, fear, or worry. Those imbalances can really be pinpointed to what organ and what the energy is not balanced correctly. So also menstrual cycle challenges can be removed through use of acupuncture and natural medicine. There's like a whole list of things that can be removed if you name it. A lot of people are choosing to use these natural systems, natural healing techniques, as opposed to going to an MD and taking drugs or having surgery. It's just, we realize that it's more natural, and it's something that our ancestors have been doing for thousands and thousands of years, even before we realized
that, what it is, and that it had a name and all this
true.
Other stuff.
That's true.
And so it's a very customized approach to a person's health.
We like to call it holistic because it truly works physically, mentally, and spiritually. Mm-hmm. And then the plans, of course, each person is individual, and we do customize the plan towards bringing them to their own health. Mm-hmm. No one is the same, and we all have to realize that each person is an individual. Even though if you have a named disease, we want to take away the power of that. Take away the power because you have the power to heal yourself, especially if you believe.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we are talking with Dr. Valina Spencer for just joining us of Natural Solutions International. And as we're talking now kind of about the generally some of the work that she does now, I'd really like to get a little bit more into, you know, manifesting harmony within your body we're talking about, and also externally and how we can begin to do that. So let's talk a little bit more about some of the approaches as far as emotional and spiritually that you take, and maybe even some of what you're seeing more of than anything else. Is there something in particular that you're seeing more of than anything else with your patients, if you could share some of that with us?
What we see a lot now is a connection between health, finances, and stress-related items that are happening in a person's life. And when I take the history, what I'm really looking for is what caused the imbalance. Where is the challenge? Did it start at a time in your life where you were having problems at work? Did it start in the times of your life where there was a lot of death occurring around you? And then you can start to see a pattern that maybe your blood pressure is higher once a month, and then it becomes twice a month, and then it becomes all the time. So what started and what caused the imbalance? Many times what we're seeing is that optimum health is not maintained because of the stress levels that we're having in, let's just say, in the United States. There's so much pressure to work, to get ahead, to have the big cars and the big houses. We're forgetting some of the more simplistic things that would be like taking care of ourselves.
Mm. Simple, huh? I know. What are the main basic things we need to be paying attention to?
It's true. It's very true. So we see also the connection between health and finances, and the way people begin to worry more about becoming financially stable, and they may take on two jobs or having to work 12, 14 hours a day, and then that takes away from their relaxation time, which then takes away from their ability to eat good quality food because they're always working or laboring. And then at the same time, they acquire more toys, let's say, more things like houses, that things they need to pay for. So their financial challenge, it becomes increased. So it starts to all be a circle and a big connection. We have to really sit back and look at our life and the plan again, and to say to ourselves, you know, what am I doing? What do I want to do with my life, and where am I going? Why have I created all of this chaos when really I just want to be with my family? That was the whole goal.
In the first place.
So we really have to look at the goals overall. You know, what do you want? What's bothering you? And then to really sort through it and help you to get a good understanding of how to change that yourself.
All right. So now tell us a little bit about how you begin to do that with people. Is it through discussion mostly, or how do you actually begin to take these steps?
A lot of it is through discussion. Mm-hmm. We use the acupuncture as a mode to relax and to heal, and then people begin to open up and talk. And so what I see them happen, we do a lot of conversing, a lot of conversations, and I find out what bothers them. You know, okay, so beginning to use conversation. Why is it that you're having problems in your relationship? And they begin to talk. We look at the power of their mind in order to be able to reverse the negative patterns throughout your life, because actually you're the only one that can change. You can't change the other person. And so in order to reverse the negative patterns, you have to be able to honestly look at them straightforward, eye to eye, and say, I want to make a change. Mm-hmm. I can make this a difference.
And what am I contributing to this? in order to change it. All right. Key points, manifesting harmony. You find out what it is you need to do, and you begin moving in that direction. When we talked earlier, you talked a little bit about how you would actually begin the healing process. People would feel better, and immediately they may say something like, when it comes back, blah, 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 blah. Talk about that a little bit. What do you think is happening there?
What I think happens is people are so accustomed to being sick that they look for the challenges to come back in their life. Say, for instance, we've just done acupuncture and their back pain is completely gone. I've had clients say to me, wow, I feel great. I wonder when it's going to come back. And they immediately open up the door to become ill again. And we don't realize it over and over. We can do that to ourselves, you know, with our health, with headaches, with even problems with our car or even traffic. You know, people constantly look for the negative. But you always have to accentuate the positive if you're going to really key into changing and creating, manifesting your heaven mm-hmm. in your life. You have to really be conscious of things you think and you say. We are all creators. We are beings put here to create, and the things that we say and do actually opens that back up. And so what I try to explain to the clients what they've done, they basically just totally negated what's happened, and they're mm-hmm. looking for it to come back as opposed to holding on to their healing. And you have to really get a visual image, a picture, a vision of what it is that you want and in your health and how your body should function.
Mm-hmm.
Once you can get that visual image, you can actually get there.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. If you're just joining us, we're speaking with Dr. Valina Spencer of Natural Solutions International. We're going to take a short break, and then we'll be back continuing our discussion on manifesting our heaven upon earth. Stay with us.
Matter of time. It's a matter of time. How can we be more like your brother? He was tall, thin, and fine, the head of class, yeah, and everybody liked him. Hey, take us downtown to the mission over on Mac and Third to hear some of the strangest sounds we'd ever heard. Yeah, he'd say bad things, they happen, but it's all divine. Please don't let this crazy, cruel world make you blind. Oh, 'cause people go from bad to good intents the blink of an eye. Oh yeah, if they can go from bad to good ideas, then so matter of time. Day-day-day. Boys and girls, it's a matter of time, yeah.
We are back. You're listening to The Conscious Cafe, Inside the Conscious Zone. And you're listening to WHPN, The Source FM. My name is Aja, and we are exploring natural solutions, more tips and tools for your mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical fitness. Dr. Valina Spencer of Natural Solutions is helping us to explore that this afternoon. Let's continue.
We are exploring manifesting your heaven in the conscious zone. We have with us Dr. Valina Spencer, who is here from Natural Solutions International. And we're focusing on that and how we can do that through maintaining optimum health of our minds, bodies, and spirits. So we will go back to her now. Kind of laid the groundwork for a lot of the work that she's been doing, and also talking about how we can begin to maintain that harmony in our bodies and also around us. And Dr. Spencer, I wanted to ask you, a lot of your patients, how do you begin to introduce holistics to them? I know a lot of your patients come in with these diseases, and you know, they just want to get better. Maybe they've heard about acupuncture, but you've of course got a well-rounded background in all the areas and the spiritual aspect, the emotional. How do you begin to introduce that to some of your clients?
Well, what we want to do is give them a basic ground understanding of how the acupuncture works. I'll give you a description of what I tell them. When you're looking at the channels, you can think of them as rivers running through your body. And you want to have the appropriate amount of water in your rivers so that they flow in and flow out of each other in a nice harmonic sort of way.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have too much water in your river, then it's going to flood everything. All the trees will flood out, the banks will flood, and it's too much energy. That would be what we would call an excessive chi. If you have too little water in the rivers, or it's dry, then it'll be deficient, and the vegetation won't grow around, and the different parts of your body won't become nourished at all. So you have to have the exact amount of water flowing through your rivers, which would be the channel, in order to have that harmonious, peaceful, green, flourishing, flowering body as you would. So that gives you a picture of what balanced channels will look like. And we also want to show how you want to eat right, look at your nutrition, meaning concentrate on eating whole foods, things that are grown in nature, vegetables and fruits. And if you're eating meats or fish, eat meats that are grown grain-fed. Stay away from steroids and antibiotics, and wash your fruit and your vegetables so that you can wash off any of the pesticides or chemicals that they're putting on the fruits. Drink 100% fruit juices, and stay away from the white flours, the white rice,
sugars.
White sugars, etc. So we begin to teach you the things that you need in your life that'll help to bring you into harmony and balance. Many chemicals that we use on our hair, on our body, such as lotions or even cleaning products, can cause toxins to be in our body, which then causes disease. We talk about understanding exercise, doing the right exercise for yourself, something that you enjoy 3 times a week, at least 30 minutes. You want to move your body. It's meant to move. If you don't move it, you'll lose it.
Mm-hmm.
We also like to teach about getting yourself balanced with your heaven, your spirit, and getting in contact, and actually following your spirit, following what it's telling you to do. Everybody has that inner knowing, inner being of what they want to do, where they want to be in life. And so, you know, just don't get so down on yourself that you give up. And once people give up, then they're setting themselves up to die. And, you know, death is without chi. And so you have to be alive and vibrant, looking and reaching towards your goals, taking nutritional supplements, and being somebody who's very conscious of what's going into your body, your mind, and your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
All of those things are important. Taking vacations, learning how to rest and relax. I always say, no matter what, do something for yourself. Begin to take time in order to nurture your own healing and health.
Okay. And, you know, as you speak and we have different guests on, the modalities or the steps sound so simple. They just sound so simple to do, and some of them are so basic, and it just goes to, you know, demonstrate how far we've gotten away from simplicity and how far we've gotten away from the things that we really know, but we just kind of suppress, and they just get buried under all this other stuff.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, that you were talking about.
It's true, and I just need to remind people who they are and where they come from. That's all I'm here for. Just to remind you.
Plain and simple, right? And I guess that's what this time is about, you know, continuously reminding who they are and why they're here. All right. Any last words for our listeners in general about manifesting their heaven?
You have to remember that your thoughts become your words, become your world, and what you think you can actually create. So begin to think on things that you want to see, things that you want to create. Is it your own business? Is it your own opportunity? Is it a new house or a new car, or is it a great relationship? You have to really focus on what you want as opposed to what you don't want. One of my friends told me that many years ago, and it just kind of opened up my world to, wow, you know, that's the way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so visualize and focus. I do have one book that I think is wonderful. It's called The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Joseph Murphy. And it'll really show you how subconsciously these images get placed into our heads and how you can actually begin to change that on a very fast scale. You know, things are happening quickly is how we've been talking here in the studio. That things are really changing based on how fast our thoughts are going. They're moving faster and faster every day.
So things are manifesting as we say them, as we think them, as we be them. And so now that's an even extra component we need to be aware of, you know. All right, Paul, then if you're just joining us, we've been speaking with Dr. Valina Spencer of Natural Solutions International. And Dr. Spencer, why don't you go ahead and give out some contact information for folks who'd like to follow up and learn more.
You can reach us by phone at 770-270-2230.
All right. Dr. Valina Spencer of Natural Solutions International, thank you so much for being with us. It's been a pleasure to have you.
Thank you.
All right. Much consent.
Hope to see you soon.
All right. Okay. We'll be back. We're going to take a short break, and we will be back. More wonderful guests in-house as we are exploring manifesting your heaven.
We've called this the law of deliberate creation because we are assuming you are wanting to create on purpose. But actually, it is more aptly called the law of creation, for it works whether you are thinking of what you are wanting or thinking of what you are not wanting, whether you are thinking of what you are wanting or whether you are thinking of the lack of what you are wanting. The direction of your thought is your choice. And the law of creation goes to work upon whatever it is you are thinking about, you see. And so as we are speaking of this, we are wanting you to understand that there are two parts of it, since you are here in this physical existence. If you were here in the non-physical, focused as we are, you would notice only half of the equation applying, for there is only the giving thought and receiving simultaneously. But here in this dimension with the buffer of time, there are two parts of the equation. On the one hand, the launching of the creation with emotion, and then on the other hand, the expecting or the allowing or the receiving of that which has been launched in the first place, you see.
Thank you.
We are back. You're listening to The Conscious Cafe inside the Conscious Zone.
Just joining us, manifesting your harmony or heaven upon earth within your body as well, as Dr. Spencer so eloquently put it for us, and also manifesting that externally as well. We are going to be moving forward. Before we do that, I want to read a piece taken from You Can Have It All by Arnold Patton, and this is the chapter that says, "What we focus on expands." We are free to focus our attention wherever we wish. We can focus on all that we have, or we can obsess on what we don't have. We can focus on what we perceive to be problems, or we can remind ourselves that everything has a purpose and that every circumstance is an opportunity to reclaim our power. When we choose to sustain our beliefs in lack and struggle, we support these beliefs with additional thoughts that are consistent with this way of seeing the world. The more we give our attention or energy to our beliefs in struggle, the more circumstances we attract to us that substantiate such beliefs. In fact, we have been in the process of expanding our beliefs about lack and struggle for thousands of years, and we have millions of scenarios, past, present, and future, to verify the supposed reality of lack and struggle. So we know the truth of the principle that what we focus on expands, but what we have a more difficult time understanding is how we reverse the process. If focusing on scarcity results in situations of shortage, why not just focus on abundance? If someone is having challenges around not having enough money, for example, why can't you just focus her attention on lots of cash? The answer is that there are two parts to the process of focusing attention, not just one, as most of us have been led to understand. It is not just a matter of focusing our thoughts on what it is we wish to expand. As we have discussed previously, our power lies in our feelings. It is the power in our feelings which we attach to our thoughts that fuels the creation of the circumstances in our lives. Thus, in order to empower our focus on having abundance, we have to shift the feeling attached to the belief in shortage to the willingness to receive abundance. We do this by reclaiming the power we have vested in the belief in shortage and using that power to expand our love for ourselves. We then feel worthy of receiving abundantly from the universe. Our willingness to focus on feelings then is the most constructive first step we can take in reclaiming the power we have placed outside ourselves. However, often when we attempt to focus on our feelings, our thinking minds again intercede and intercept for us the meaning of our feelings. As a consequence, although we believe we are feeling our feelings, we are really feeling an interpretation of a feeling. In this subtle way, our thinking minds thwart our desire to connect with our feelings and the power that resides in them. Our thinking minds are a product of our training, and they function precisely as they were trained to. Our thinking minds keep replaying exactly what they've been taught, beliefs that have been deemed valuable to hold, and that we, by agreement with those who taught us these beliefs, have not only accepted but internalized them. To call these beliefs bad or wrong is not helpful. As the principle of non-judgment reminds us, judging our beliefs only reinforces them by locking up the energy within them. If we wish to move beyond our beliefs, the solution is to quiet our thinking minds and focus our full awareness on our feelings. Our feelings are not only the source of our power, but our access point to our inner knowing, our connection with infinite intelligence. In simplest terms, the principle, what we focus on expands, can inspire us to keep our conscious awareness on the real creative force in the universe, the power in our feelings. When we focus on our pure feelings, unencumbered by beliefs, what expands within us and around us is peace, joy, and abundance. That was taken from You Can Have It All by Arnold Patton, and that's definitely in alignment with our focus tonight. And, of course, that is manifesting our heaven or harmony upon earth, and we are moving forward now. We have another wonderful guest in studio with us, Ms. Melanie Shani Angosisye of the Sacred House. Welcome to the Conscious Zone.
Thank you, Aja.
Thank you so much for being with us. How long has it been? About a year, maybe?
Yeah, it's been about a year since I've been here. Oh, thank you for having me back. I'm
wonderful.
Excited about being here again.
And I know you have a lot to talk about.
I do. Always.
Well, before we talk about what's happening with you now, let's talk a little bit about your journey. Before you established the Sacred House, talk a little bit about your journey and leading up to that point.
My journey has been a wonderful journey. I used to describe my journey as a painful, dark, abusive past that I couldn't get past, and I'm still working on it. But my journey has actually been, what I've learned is to appreciate the journey. And I have been through a lot of different experiences in my life, abusive relationships, homelessness, just low self-esteem, anything that you can think of that could possibly happen. I think I've been through it. And it's just been the most fabulous thing that has happened to me, because what I've done is taken from that journey and began to teach others how to come up out of those things before they get too dark or too boggled under, you know, mm-hmm. with all of the things that we describe that are going on in our lives, like I'm sad and I'm depressed and I can't make it through and I don't know what to do with this, you know. When people talk to me about what they're going through, I pull from my experience and my growth and the journey that I've been through to help others to move forward. It's been a long rewarding journey with the facilitating empowerment workshops for women and just bringing out the best of myself by going through the worst.
Mm.
You know?
Yes, yes. Yeah. Talk a little bit about the Sacred House and some of the work that you do there.
The Sacred House is actually an extension of who I am. The Sacred House encompasses so many things because there's so many gifts and talents that flow through me and those who work with the Sacred House. But basically, we look at it as one of the things that I want to talk about, Dr. Spencer talked about, was it's a stress-free zone. You know, the Sacred House, one of the things that we like to do, we had what we call the Sacred House Sanctuary last month. And what we wanted to do for people was give them a stress-free place to come to for the holidays, where they could come and get massaged and just drink tea and to commune with other people and just really get away. So we offered them the ultimate experience in relaxation. The Sacred House has a team of people who do everything from reflexology to music, as I do. We have naturopathic doctors. The Sacred House started out being a community of people who agreed to come together to assist and facilitate healing for others. Mm-hmm. And now it's actually manifesting. My heaven, my vision is manifesting physically. So we're working right now on manifesting a physical place for the Sacred House where people can come. An ultimate relaxation, an ultimate communal experience for people. And that's where Sacred House is evolving to.
Okay, beautiful. Talk about the planting the seeds for this and some of the things that happened in order to manifest this heaven for you.
Well, I think the most, and what sticks out in my mind the most, is I really had to come clean. You know, I had to come clean with myself and I had to come clean with others and just be totally honest and develop some integrity, you know, and just really be honest with myself about who I am, really. And I think it's taken me a long time to honor myself and know that I'm worthy because of all the experiences that I've gone through. So I've planted a lot of seeds, you know, in assisting others and working really hard to cleanse myself and work on myself. But I think the biggest thing that we have to do in order to manifest our heaven here on earth is just to come clean. You know, talk about who you are. A lot of it, you may look at it and it's just not going to be the best thing, you know, and just look at it and change it if you don't like it and move forward. And the material things, the house, the cars, you know, all of us want that. But for me, it's been just about really knowing that I am worthy. I was talking to you earlier about just those three words changed my life. I am worthy. Because a lot of us, we're going out here and we're, you know, reaching out for these dreams and reaching out for these visions and this president and this promotion. And we're really not, you know, when we don't get it, we're thinking, well, what did I do? What do I have to do on the outside? Do I need another degree? Do I need to spend more time at work? You know, all of that. No, it's just about knowing that you are worthy, and everything flows to you from there. And that's what I found. Everything, this vision that I'm in the process of birthing right now, has been in my spirit and soul for 10 years. I have been holding this vision that we're birthing in a sacred place for 10 years. And the reason I believe it has not manifested until now is because it was such a huge vision, and I didn't think that I was worthy of receiving me. How can I do that? How can I put together this whole thing and have all these people in this place where people can come? That's a euphoria. And what a, me, you know? Mm-hmm. And now I'm, you know, it's about why not me? You know, why not?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely me.
Mm-hmm.
And my vision is just to simply be all that I am. And out of that comes the community of the Sacred House and being all that I am.
All right, so a lot of what you're talking about is truly those, the challenges, and really seeing them as experiences that are assisting and supporting you along the way, rather than something that you just kind of get stuck in and then manifest a disease.
Yes.
You got to go see Dr. Spencer instead of, right, you know, manifesting your heaven and, yes, and your vision.
And stuck is so important. You know, that is a biggie, because we do get stuck. We get stuck in a place where it's like, okay, like you, if you have an experience that happened to you, I was looking at this the other day. I had a friend who had an experience happen to her, and she was just so in her experience, she couldn't see anything else. It's like, okay, I'm having this experience. It happened to me the other day, and I can't get past it. And it's like, okay, well, is it, you know, like really having bearing on your life right now? No, it's just something that happened to me the other day, and I can't forget it. I can't, you know, get out of it, and this person did this or whatever. And so my question to her was, you know, how do you move forward, you know, when you're stuck in an experience that doesn't even affect your life right now today? You know, and you're saying to yourself over and over again, why can't I move forward? Why are my, you know, my dreams are not manifesting? Why can't I get, you know, this husband or wife or whatever it is that you want? How can you ask yourself why, when you're consciously making a decision to stay stuck in a situation that happened, even if it happened 5 minutes ago, if it's not affecting you right now, it's over. It's gone. It's done. So let it go, because, you know, I'm a believer of letting go, you know. Let it go and watch your life flow. You know, just release it, whatever it is. I try to make it a habit, you know, not to hold on to things more than, you know, 10 minutes. And people say, well, that's Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. You know, you mad 1 minute and then the next minute you're smiling, you know. But you know what? That's a good thing. You know, that's a good thing. You got to come out of that box. Don't
zone.
Let people keep you in the box. If you want to be, get over it in 5 minutes, get over it. Because it's really your life is the only life that's being affected by you staying stuck. Nobody else's is.
That person is gone.
They're gone. You know, and you watch them. You're like, why are they getting theirs? They're not doing right. They're not living right. But they believe, and they have a sense of entitlement, and you're stuck.
All right. We are listening to Melani Shani Ango CCA of the Sacred House, and we're going to take a short break and come back. Dr. Spencer has decided to hang out with us. If we have some time, I wanted to do some role-playing situations, and I'll play a part of someone and just have you all bounce off of me a little bit, some of the ways that we can begin to get unstuck, basically. So we'll do that in a little bit when we come back.
Hello, everyone. We are back. You're listening to The Conscious Cafe, Inside the Conscious Zone on the LMB Network. This is Aja. Listening to archives of the Conscious Cafe with Dr. Valina Spencer, as well as Milani Shani Angles, CCA. Dr. Valina Spencer is an acupuncture expert, and Milani Shani is a life coach expert. And we're listening to some great information that they had. It's just timeless and a classic piece, I thought, for us to kind of reflect on. So we're going to hear a little bit more and then close out the program. Let's keep listening.
Shows to go, yeah, on how much you can manifest if you just put that intent and focus out there. I know you're one of those people. We're all multifaceted, and I see you just kind of manifesting so many things at once. How do you do that?
Well, it's a gift that you learn to use, basically. I think that everybody has multiple gifts and talents, and we're using them, but we're using them for someone else, so we don't really notice that they belong to us until we're kicked out of that someone else, and we have to use them on our own for ourselves and our own well-being. And I think that's what happened to me due to a lot of different things that transpired. My family, most of my family passing away, and they've had jobs all their lives, you know. I just really got a bright light one day that said, you know, you can't do this. You know, you can't continue the vicious cycle. You cannot, you know, have a job for 30 years and then that's it. It's over, you know. So I started to just really meditate on who I was. Who am I? What do I do? You know, and a lot of things came, you know. And now I just put things, I let things flow out the way they want to. In 99, I wrote a journal, and in the journal, there were like about 20 poems that came out. You know, and so all my friends was reading through, and they was like, you should do a book. I said, okay. So I put all the poetry in a book and, you know, sold the copies, and everybody loved it, you know, and that was it for me. You know, it doesn't have to be a blow-up thing. It doesn't have to be something that is like, you know, going to take care of you for the rest of your life. And then again, it may
it
be.
It could be, yes.
Right. But you flow with it in that way.
Express
you know?
It. Just express it.
You have to, you know. And so then it was the singing that came. I've always sang since I was five. It's kind of how my mom taught me about my higher power. She used to sing to me, you know, all gospel hymns, that type of thing. So I've been singing a long time, but I never really thought about singing, you know, really. It was a hobby for me until, you know, a few years ago. And people's like, girl, you have an awesome voice. You should put it out there. You know, I'm like, okay, you know. So it's just really about just being saying, open, you know, and really, you know, you have to. One of my mentors, her name is Reverend Antoinette Worrell. And one of the things she said yesterday at a meeting we had that was really important to me and really stuck out to me was you have to be fearless and courageous. And she said those two things are not the same thing. You know, you really have to step outside of yourself in your box and do what you do and not worry about who's going to say what about it. Because if you do that, you'd be surprised. I had no idea that I wrote poetry. You know, the rhyming lines. I had no idea that I could put my voice on a CD. I had no idea I could stand up in front of women and men and talk about my journey and help them and bless them in their lives. I just had no idea. Even talking right now on the radio, I would have never done this 5 years ago, you know, because I didn't have the courage. I didn't know. I thought it was a big deal. Like, I can't do that. People will be thinking this and that, you know, but now it's just about being Milani, and that works for me.
And you are worthy.
Yes.
Yes. And Dr. Spencer, thanks for hanging out with us.
No problem.
I wanted to just kind of, now we'll talk briefly. I know we've got 15 minutes. I want to make sure we make way for map time as well. On time, I should say. We could get carried away here in the Conscious Zone. But, you know, for you, you know, manifesting this business and transforming from, you know, having the dis-ease and moving into this wonderful business where you've been doing it for 8 years or so and going out and speaking and doing all this stuff, you know, what kind of transition was that for you? Was it easy?
Oh, it was not easy. it's always a big transition, but it gives you a story to tell and to help others. I find myself now being able to take from all my experiences and teaching others how they can become who they want to become. Mm-hmm. And even giving them keys, things that I did wrong, things that I thought I did right, maybe what they should look out for. And it's really inspiring to me to be able to inspire someone else, mm-hmm. and to look back and say, wow, I did that too. And when you take time to actually sit back and look at your entire life, how I was actually beginning so long ago and I didn't even know it. I thought I was just messing up. I did that wrong. Well, don't do that again. Well, I did it again, but maybe not next time. But I actually have, you know, started out with my parents. They taught us, you know, how to sell Girl Scout cookies, or taught us how to be friendly to people, how to speak to people, and to be able to communicate. There were so many different things that happened in our lives. And really, you know, this wasn't my first business, because I talked to a lot of people, because people have the dreams of having their own business. Mm. And it may not be your first business or your second business that actually works, but something inside of you works, and you do have that gift and those talents that you have to bring out, like the other guest said. You know, I like some of the things she said, because she said, she talked about the rat race, what we call the rat race, going in a circle, round and round, paycheck to paycheck. You got to get out of that. Mm-hmm. You know, follow your dreams. Number two, she talked about having a mentor, somebody who can teach you and train you to guide you in the way that you want to go. Mm-hmm. I had wonderful professors who taught me how to do acupuncture, homeopathic medicine. Now I have wonderful business mentors, because I didn't learn business when I learned acupuncture, and I would have been a lot further along had I learned business of doing business and marketing and financials. Mm-hmm. I've learned that along the way. So now I teach people and tell them, you got to have this, you have the talent, but you also got to have the education and the know-how of running it in the corporate type scenario. And then she also talked about following your dream, being who you are, being yourself, and allowing your light to shine. Mm. So I've had to learn all those things, mm-hmm. as well.
And you both say how the journey actually begins way, way back.
It
when
does.
You
it
think
does.
That you're messing up. It's, yeah. it's all part of it, you
and
know,
a lot
actually.
Of people think that they can't do it, or they're so far, you know, they'll have to come so far up, you know. But you've been going through the journey the whole time, mm-hmm. you know. And it's just mm-hmm. a matter of you, you know, just sitting down and not really figuring out, but allowing your vision to come forth. Because it will, and it come in bits and pieces. I've had a couple of names for my, you know, sacred vision. And I just, you know, for me, I'm just a vision keeper of the vision. And there's other people who are coming forward to execute and carry out, you know, the vision. So you have to be who you are and not try to be all of everybody, mm-hmm. and run everything. And what Dr. Spencer said is very important. You have to know all, you know, everything about what you're doing. You know, like I've had to really, because I have all of the know-how with what I do in the empowerment workshops and counseling and stuff, but I now I have to learn the business part of
to
it.
To keep track of
right.
it all.
I got to keep track of it all, and then I have to hire experts that can help me to do that. Mm-hmm. And so you have right. to be open in every area. But I wanted to talk a little bit about just manifesting the vision and the challenges, because you will always have some type of challenge, only because of your resistance to your worthiness, for no other reason. Either that, or because it's something you need to learn. Mm-hmm. You know, other than that, it's not about it's not going to happen and it's not meant to be. You know, the thing is that once you find your true vision, and once you can see your true vision, it's going to happen. It's just a matter of you really staying focused and believing no matter what. It's been 10 years that I've been walking around telling people about I'm going to have this retreat center and people are going to be able to come and heal. And I mean, 10 years ago, you know, and I just held on to it. And everybody that I talk to about it now, since it's manifesting, you know, they're like, you know, you told me that when I first met you. I thought you was crazy, but you know, now it's coming forth. And so you just have to really consider yourself as a vision keeper and hold the sacredness of your vision and know that it's going to come forth when you're ready. Mm. And when you know that you're worthy, don't ever let go of that. Mm. Don't ever let go of that.
Mm. That's powerful.
It okay. is. You must hold the vision. Mm-hmm. Write it down. Plan.
Visualize it.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm. When you can see it, you can become it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
All right. Let me see if I can think of a scenario quickly, and then I'll talk to you each as if, you know, I'm going through it kind of thing. And we're going to do this on a future show. We'll have a panel and kind of go through all the different areas of challenge. But let's see. I guess I'll probably show up. I'll show up at the doctor first. Because I'm just way out there. I work my way over to the Sacred House. Let's see here. Dr. Spencer, I've been having these headaches for a long time now. They're steadily getting worse. And I'm also having a lot of nausea and pains in my chest, and I'm not sure what's happening with me, but it's steadily getting worse. And what can I do? How can you help me with this? Because it's getting worse, and I don't know what to do.
Well, first of all, what we're going to look at is your imbalances. You have headache, chest pain, and nausea.
Mm-hmm.
In natural medicine, the heart governs headaches, heart and gallbladder. If you're talking about the areas of the chest, is this also involving your heart?
Yes.
And nausea is a heart and pericardium imbalance. So we're going to look immediately for heart imbalances. The things that you laid out are actually related. Because the heart governs all three of these areas.
Okay.
So we'll find out where your imbalances are, and then we'll begin to reverse it using the points on the heart channel. I want to talk about your headaches at what time they come. Is there a certain...
Usually in the morning.
All right, in the morning. And is there a certain area where the problem is?
The top of my head.
All right. I think maybe you might have a lot of mental activity going on, many thoughts that are created. Heart also governs that area as
really?
Well. Yes, it
okay.
does. Yes, it does. So we would call you a bona fide heart person. Now, that doesn't mean that you can go and get an EKG and that it will be off or anything like that necessarily, because we can find out what's going on with your heart before you have that problem that's manifest there.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll reverse it at an early stage because we can see that the symptoms are all leading up towards that. Again, I will look at your tongue. We haven't talked about tongue imbalance analysis, but I can look at your tongue and tell also if that heart imbalance is severe, mild, or strong.
Okay.
And I'll be able to use the acupuncture points and other relaxation techniques to... remove the imbalance. I also want to know if you sleep well.
Well, once a month I have a lot of insomnia.
All right. And that's also related to the heart. And so we can give you a homeopathic remedy that'll balance that out. The fire is the element that governs the heart, and fire needs to be at the right level, or if it's too high, it can burn up all the wood, and then if it's too much, then we need to increase the water, which is the kidney. So there's a five-element relationship that also has to be balanced. All these are hypothetical situations, so we just want to point that out, that we're
okay.
just giving you information based on what we see due to natural medicine,
mm-hmm.
and that's how we reverse it. We actually find out what caused it. I also would talk to you about why you're having the problem when it comes, which certain stress-related symptoms you may be having.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll make an appointment and come back next week. And I know you referred me to your counseling person at
yes,
the Sacred House. So I'm going to go straight over there and visit her. And we'll see what we can come up with. And we got 5 minutes.
Okay.
So
really quickly, Dr. Spencer talked to me about your heart. You know, you may be having some imbalances, right, with your heart. And so what I would say is to look deeply into your heart. Spend some time in meditation with your heart. Because when people have issues with their heart, what I tend to think, and I have to use my intuition, I'm not a doctor, but I have to use my intuition, is pain, is hurt, you know, is stress, You know, so the first thing I think about is, what is your relationship like? You know, what does your relationship look like? What, you know, kind of job do you have? Are you happy? You know, have you had any transitions in your family or on your job as far as death and that type of thing? Or have you transitioned to another position that you didn't like? You know, there's something when you have heart imbalances, as far as what I believe, it's all about pain and hurt, which we carry a lot of, mm-hmm. carry a lot of old stuff. So it's about really releasing that energy out. You know, we do what we call cellular memory releasing or intentional breathing that helps you to open up your cells in your body and actually release the old memory patterns.
Does it hurt?
No, it doesn't hurt. Okay. It hurts going in, but it doesn't hurt coming out.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay, well, thank you very much. I'll make an appointment, and we can explore that further next week. Oh, we have to do this. We have to do more of this, lady. Yes, that's a lot of fun. Yes.
Dr. Valina Spencer of Natural Solutions can be reached at 404-200-3796, and Milani Shani of Milani Shani Global Coaching can be reached at MilaniShani.com. That's going to do it for a Conscious Cafe this afternoon. We covered a lot of ground: food safety, nutrition, legislation with agribusiness, as well as natural solutions and staged consultations with yours truly. Thanks so much. Take good care and be well, and continue to celebrate the power of conscious choice. Living Omnimedia Group, healing humanity through media on the LMB Network.